It's the birthday edition of the best 5 minutes of the day. Dr. Jason Kanz, happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying so.
51 years you've been here on the planet.
I have, although I was telling my coworkers yesterday that once I hit 50, I decided I was going backward.
Okay.
So that would make me 49 today. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so, no, I am 51. So, yeah, 51 years on the planet.
All right, let's see. We've got different ways that we can celebrate this morning, so you might as well get all of our birthday songs. So here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Happy birthday, all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too.
It's your birthday.
Okay, so that's one of them. All right.
Okay. All right.
And here's another one.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
All right. So there's a couple. All right.
Good. Good. Yeah. Second one a little more traditional.
Yeah.
A little upbeat, but yeah. Kind of the traditional tune.
We also have asked the listeners to chime in, and we've got somebody who was, on top of things already this morning. Let's give it a listen.
Happy birthday, Jason. Hope you have a great day. Thanks for your commitment to the 5 minutes of the day every morning. I really appreciate it. Have a happy day. Bye.
That was better than the other two, Keith and Owen, huh?
Thank you. Yes, that's wonderful. I had seen you posted something online as well, and a couple of people chimed in there as well.
And yep.
Yes, I cannot tell people how much those sorts of encouragements are helpful. Not just for Mark and I, but for everyone, I think, to be able to speak encouragement to one another. So thank you all for doing that.
Yeah, I got to say, the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group, those people are up and at them. I mean,
early.
Yeah, you got 9 comments already. So I'm going to quickly run through these for the listeners who maybe have not seen that. Deanna says happy birthday, as does Cliff and Spooner. Karen does in the Conrath area. Marcy, Randy over in Stanley. Rolanda says happy birthday, Dr. Kanz. Blessings on your day. Thank you for all you do for the Chippewa Valley professionally and personally. How about that?
Nice.
Charlene, a happy birthday, and Lynette as well says, praying God's blessings for your day. Thanks for morning fun and devotions.
Yes, thank you all. That's great stuff.
All right, so I still have to cut your whole birthday package together here, so it's a culmination of things. Now, on the one hand, I said to my wife last night, he's got more than 4,000 books. He certainly couldn't want one more.
There's always room for one more. Always room for one more.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
So,
yes,
you must have time with Rosalie, your granddaughter, on your birthday.
I am. I'm actually not working today, so she'll be at our house. We'll drop the kids off at school and actually drop Grace off at work today. And so I'll be able to spend some time with Rosalie, and that will be very good. That'll be definitely a gift. So.
Huh. All right. So, a birthday question or two for you. Let's see, if you weren't a neuropsychologist, what would you want to be?
Boy, that's a good question. I think I would like to, I would love to be a writer. I think that would be a good...
What about a photographer?
I think that's good, too. I think those creative endeavors, I think, are really good. I think the work that comes with that, I think the investigative piece of going out and exploring, and I really love that sort of thing, so...
Well, we shared your picture also on the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group yesterday, and lots of good reaction to that, too.
Yeah, very good stuff. It's fun to see that the reaction there with that, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, we got some scripture to get to today. It's the Gospel of Mark, the devotion part of the best 5 minutes of the day. We got like 7 verses in Mark, verses 3-9, to match with the letters to the beloved.
Yeah, one paragraph. It says, listen, a farmer went out to plant some seed. As he scattered it across his field, some of the seed fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seed sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow. But the plant soon wilted under the hot sun, and since it didn't have deep roots, it died. Other seed fell among the thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants, so they produced no grain. Still other seed fell on fertile soil, and they sprouted, grew, and produced a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. Then he said, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand.
Yeah, the parable of the sower, we find this in Matthew and Luke as well, but here's how Jason tackles it in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. He began to tell them about the sower and the four soils. Some of the seeds fell in the path and birds consumed them. Some fell on the rocks and did not have much ground, so they died off quickly. Some landed in the weeds, which choked them out. Finally, some fell in the good soil and produced a large harvest. I want you to notice something. The sower was extravagant with the seeds. Some people would accuse him of being wasteful because he spread seeds everywhere.
Yeah, I think the real take home is that final piece, right? I mean, that the sower, really is extravagant with love, extravagant with grace, and spreads it everywhere. And I think we can be asked to do the same in terms of how we bring good news to people.
I got to honestly say, I'd never really thought of it that way, because I think I rushed to get to the upcoming part in the later verses for the what's the end result and what chokes the seed. But yeah, that's a helpful perspective.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hey, yeah. Have a day filled with Ludio. Love up, down, in, out. So,
you bet.
Okay.
Good.
Hope to see you. Happy birthday to Jason here this morning. And thanks to you listeners for helping us celebrate here on WWIB. It's Win It Wednesday in the Whip Wake Up Show.
And we have a great prize for you. So, second pair of tickets for the sold-out Newsboys show on Friday, November 3rd at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. Win your way in. There's still a contest on the drive with Dawson for a chance to win another pair of tickets as well. But we want to give these away today for Win It Wednesday. And we're going to flip-flop things a little bit, Havel, because we did one song, 1 second on our normal Tuesday trivia day. And so we're going to bring a little trivia to Win It Wednesday this morning.
Why not for a fantastic prize?
So, 715-723-2555, 723-2555 is the number to call.
Mm-hmm. And we've got, again, those pair of Newsboy tickets. The concert is sold out. Caleb, there's no other way in.
Yeah, so we want to help you out. We want you to be able to go there. Maybe you couldn't afford tickets. Maybe you missed out because they sold so quickly. Whatever the case might be, we want to help you and a guest get in for free.
All right, so this is the question at 723-2555. 20% of us say we've never done what? 20% of us say we've never done what? You tell us, and you go to the Newsboys concert.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's 1 in 5. 1 in 5 of us have never done this, never done what? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 for your chance to win your way into the Newsboys concert on Friday, November 3rd. Pretty cool. We get a Friday evening concert. Uh-huh. A lot of times, it seems like maybe the Cities gets those, and then we get maybe Sunday evening or something like that. But yeah, we get the prime time, a Friday evening show. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
What do you think, Vicky?
Learn to drive a car.
Learn to drive a car. To 20% of us never learned to drive a car.
My grandma never learned how to drive a car, but that's not it.
Not it. Thank you. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. 1 in 5 or 20% of us never do this or have never done this.
Right.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Kevin from Sorona.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, is it Take a Vacation?
Take a Vacation. I mean, there's all those stats out there that Americans just don't use their vacation days.
And then they even work when they're on vacation. Is that it, Caleb?
Yep.
It's not. Thank you, Kevin from Sorona. Call us back, friend. 715-723-2555. 723-2555 here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
It is quite a contrast when you compare Europe. They're much better at relaxing and taking
vacations.
They are.
I have relatives there, and they'll just come like for half the summer. It's like, wow.
Yeah, wow.
That's the way to do it. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Cody from Eau Claire.
Hey, Cody, your chance to win Newsboys tickets.
Cody,
what do you think?
Good to hear from you.
Yeah, yes. My first guess is skydiving.
Skydiving. So that would mean that 4 out of 5 of us do go skydiving.
Yeah. Okay, 20% of us have never. No, that's not it.
Not skydiving. Thank you, Cody. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jennifer from Barron.
Hey, Jennifer, what do you think?
Hot air balloon ride.
Oh, man. They had something like that when I was going out toward Hudson. I don't know if it's Hudson or Stillwater. There were hot air balloons all over the place. It was gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
Is that the answer, Havo? 20% of us have never gone on a hot air balloon ride.
No, it's not.
It's not. Jennifer, call back. 715-723-2555.
I never have.
No. I mean, it looks beautiful.
Yeah, it
part
does
of me
look
is
fun.
Like, yeah. I'd rather be in something a little bit more enclosed than a basket. Good morning. We'll do a couple more here. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire again.
All right, Vicky, you want those tickets?
How about just flown somewhere? Flown in a plane or a jet?
Never gone flying in a plane or a jet. No, not what we're looking for. Thank you. 715-723-2555. We have time for one more guess. And again, the question one more time.
It is 20% of us say we've never done what?
All right, you're our last guesser. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Amara from La Crosse.
Hey, Amara.
Gone to a concert.
Gone to a concert, which would be apropos when we're trying to give away tickets to a sold-out concert here. Is it 20% of us have never gone to a concert, Amara? No, I'm sorry. It's not what we're looking for. But you know what, everybody? Hang tight. Havo, we'll bring this back in 20-ish minutes or so on the Wib Wake Up Show. Give you another chance to win on a Win It Wednesday.
To win a pair of tickets for the sold-out Newsboys concert November 3rd at the Pablo in Eau Claire.
It's Win It Wednesday, Tuesday trivia style on the Wib Wake Up Show for a great prize, Havo.
Yeah, it is. Two tickets, a pair of tickets for the completely sold-out Newsboys concert right around the corner Friday, November 3rd.
715-723-2555. If you're the first one to get our trivia question correct live on the air here, you will win the ticket for you and a guest to go see the Newsboys.
Now, we had several guesses already. First go around earlier in the hour. Some of those guesses included learn to drive, take a vacation, skydiving, hot air balloon rides. Did I get the question even?
You didn't.
Okay, the question is 20% of us say we have never done what? 20% of us say we've never done what? Then the wrong answers. Getting ahead of myself, Caleb. Learn to drive, take a vacation, skydiving, hot air balloon rides, fly in a plane, or gone to a concert.
All right, 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show?
Chad from Prairie Farm.
All right, Chad from Prairie Farm. What do you think? 20% of us say we've never done what?
Buy ice cream from an ice cream truck and then eat it.
Ice cream from an ice cream truck?
Yeah. You know what?
No, not what we're looking for.
That's not the answer we're looking for, actually, Chad. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
All right, Vicky from Eau Claire.
Hey, Vicky, what do you think?
Vicky.
Travel to another country.
Travel to another country. And, 20% of us saying, hey, I've never been to another country. The only foreign country I've been to is Canada.
Yeah.
So I guess I wouldn't be in there. Is that the answer? It's
good,
not. Thank
good
you,
guess,
though.
But that's not it.
715-723-2555. The phone's lighting up like Christmas, which is 2 months away. Uh-huh. Good morning, WWIB.
Hi, this is Sherry from Whitehall. Would it be get married?
20% of us never getting married. Good thought in that.
Yeah, fewer people are. Is that it? No.
It's not. Thank you, Sherry. Good to hear from you. 715-723-2555. We still have time for several more guesses here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from this fine Win It Wednesday for a chance to go see the Newsboys?
Gloria from Boyd.
Hey, Gloria.
How about never leaving the state you were born in?
Wow.
That's really creative. I like the thinking there. 20%. Do 20% of us say we've never left the state we were born in? Caleb?
We're just like, hey, we love Wisconsin. No, but Gloria, that was excellent thought behind that. Again, it's not what we were looking for, but man, I appreciate the depth of thought going into that response because you never know how complicated we're going to make these.
Right.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Clayton from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Clayton, what do you think? 20% of us say we've never done what, Clayton?
To say ride a roller coaster.
Ride a roller coaster, and I would be in, I don't know. That's Matthew West, Christmas Through the Years here on WWIB, where we are family. 52 Degrees, our WWIB program director, Greg Stewart, joins us here. There's a member of our Wib family that's hurting this morning.
Yeah, indeed. Rod Larson, longtime voice here at WWIB, Caleb, and for many years through the night voice. His wife, Lil, a member of our Wib family, Rod and Lil. Lil had cancer, and she passed away this morning in the wee hours of the morning. She had been in hospice for a few weeks, and so our hearts are heavy today with Lil's homegoing and heavy for Rod and his three children. Their daughter Robin had been there for a few days, had left. Friend Kathy was with Lil when she passed. Rod had taken a little break, and so in the wee hours of the morning, Lil Larson went home to be with the Lord at age 81. The funeral arrangements still pending. We know it's going to be at Bethesda Lutheran Brethren Church in Eau Claire, and we'll let you know what that information is. But man, we are. But she'd been in hospice, so we knew, you know, that probably she was going to go home to be with the Lord. But you're never totally prepared for that, and so our hearts are heavy today. Rejoicing that she's with the Lord, and we're going to be with her again and see her again. But yeah, it's a tough morning for Rod Larson and his family, and for our entire WIB radio family here as well. So we ask for your prayers for Rod, and just ask that you would be with them, and the Lord would be with them. We pray for that in a very unique way right now, Caleb.
All right, thank you, Greg. And again, hard news, but something that Rod had said, absolutely can share it. When we say we are family, we mean that. And so your prayers, not only appreciated, needed right now. And so thank you. We know that you will be praying and that you will be lifting up Rod and the Larson family. But we do rejoice. We rejoice that Lil is home with Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Round three of Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB for a pair of tickets to the sold-out November 3rd Newsboys concert at the Pablo Center, Caleb.
Yes, and we've been trying to give these away for two straight segments of Tuesday Trivia on a Win It Wednesday, and we've had tons of phenomenal answers, but not what we are looking for yet.
Yeah, that's right. The question, I'm going to give the question first before I give you the wrong answers. 20% of us say we've never done this. 20% of us say we've never done this. These are the answers we've been given that are incorrect. Learn to drive, take a vacation, skydiving, hot air balloon rides, fly in a plane, gone to a concert, buy ice cream from an ice cream truck and eaten it, travel to another country, get married, never leaving the state we were born in, ride a roller coaster, roller skating, or played a musical instrument.
All right, a lot of incorrect answers, but all we need is the right one to send you and a guest to the sold-out Newsboys concert on Friday, November 3rd at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Good morning on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Monica, and I'm calling from Kadat.
All right, Monica from Kadat, what do you think? 20% of us say we've never done this.
My guess is buy ice cream from an ice cream truck.
That was actually one of the guesses we've had so far and not what we're looking for. Do you have
not
a
one of the ones, okay.
Do you have a second guess?
Second guess would be, I'm sure someone's already guessed this, but never leave the country.
Never leave the country. That was also already guessed. Do you want a third guess? You can have one.
Oh, gosh.
We're trying to make you think on your feet here.
Third guess, okay. The charm.
How about never drink alcohol?
Never drink alcohol. That hasn't been guessed yet. Is that what we're looking for? It's not. Thank you. Good thinking on your feet, though, Monica from Kadat. Call us back, 715-723-2555. 20% of us say we've never done this. Never done what?
First time we heard from Monica today, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right, Vicky.
Seen a movie in a theater.
Seen a movie in a theater. And man, I'd say you're missing out if you haven't done that.
Another see creative it at guess, but...
No, not what we're looking for. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from this fine morning?
Hi, this is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey, I'm going to guess I have never worked outside the house, like... punch the clock or anything like that.
Okay, sure. Worked outside the home, 20%. 1 in 5 never have worked outside the home. Halvo?
Is that it?
No.
It's not. Thank you, Sherry. 715-723-2555. We can take three more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jennifer from Barron.
Hey, Jennifer, go ahead.
Used a paper map.
used a paper map, the good old like MapQuest or a gazetteer that you'd get from your insurance agent or something.
People used to do that all the time, obviously increasingly less. Is it 20% have never done it? No.
It is not. Thank you, Jennifer. Two more guesses, 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bill from Scuba.
Hey, Bill, go ahead.
How about learn to swim?
How about learn to swim? 20% of us never learn to swim. Bill?
Sorry.
No, one more try, one more try, one more caller. Where should I go here? One more try to win those Newsboys tickets before we push this off another 20 minutes. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
Hey, Vicky, go ahead. Last chance here to win those Newsboys tickets. What do you think?
Owned a cell phone.
Owned a cell phone. One in five of us never owned a cell phone. Is that correct, Halvo?
It's not.
It's not.
The Rib Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday for the fourth time on this October 25th, Caleb.
Yes, we're giving you another chance to win two tickets to the sold-out Newsboys concert Friday, November 3rd at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. We're your ticket in, but again, not a lot of chances left to win. There's one going on the drive with Dawson that we'll tell you about at the conclusion of this, but your chance right here, right now, friends, 715-723-2555. We're doing a Tuesday trivia question on Win It Wednesday. And hopefully we get this solved.
Yeah, the question is, 20% of us say we've never done this. 20% of us say we've never done this. And what is it? There's been a bunch of guesses. Here they are. So far this morning, our first three go-rounds, people have guessed, is it learn to drive, take a vacation, skydiving, hot air balloon rides, fly in a plane, gone to a concert, buy ice cream from an ice cream truck, travel to another country, get married, never leaving the state we were born in, ride a roller coaster, roller skating, play a musical instrument, also never drank alcohol, seen a movie in a theater, never worked outside the home, never used a paper map, learned to swim, or owned a cell phone.
All right, 715-723-2555 if you think you can be the fortunate one to figure this out and go to the concert with a guest on our dime. Good morning, WWIB Win It Wednesday here in the Wib Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
All right, Sherry. Sherry.
I'm going to guess never wrote out a check and paid with it.
Ah. Okay, sure. Never used a check. I mean, and again, probably a younger generation just haven't paid with check before. Is that it? It's not. Thank you, Sherry. Good guess, though. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. As we go here, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Hi, this is Jennifer from Barron.
All right, Jennifer, go ahead. What do you think? 20% of us say we've never done what?
Sent something in the mail.
Sent something in the mail. Probably that same vein as writing out a check. It's just saying, hey, that's kind of old-fashioned for some folks, or the younger folks, I guess. Is that what we're looking for, Halvo? 20% of us never sent something in the mail.
No, sorry, Jennifer.
It's not. Thank you, Jennifer. Call back 715-723-2555. Let's go here. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Hey, go Vicky. Ahead, Vicky.
How about use a computer?
How about use a computer? 20% of people say never used a computer. Nope.
That might have been the case in the past, but that's not it.
Not what we're looking for. One in five, 20% of us say we've never done what? Thank you for the call, Vicky. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Stephanie. I'm from Barron.
All right, Destiny, go ahead.
Is it owned a credit card?
Never owned a credit card, and Dave Ramsey would just smile on me and be like, yeah, it should be higher than 20%. Is it never owned a credit card?
No, it's not.
It's not. Thank you. Call us back, please. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. A lot of great guesses, Halvo. A lot of great ones.
Yeah, and now it's looking like unless we get the winner here in the next couple of guesses, it's going to be moved on to try it again Thursday.
Officially, how about three more guesses? Three more. This is number one. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Steve from Black River Falls.
Hey, Steve, go ahead.
And I'm going to guess gone camping.
Have 20% of us never gone camping. That would be a crying shame. But very possible. Yep. Very possible. Is that it? It's not.
Good guess, Steve. A lot of people do it a lot, but, you know, some, right? No, good try.
Two more guesses before Try Again Thursday comes on for your chance to win these Newsboys tickets to that sold-out concert. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Gloria from Boyd.
Hey, Gloria, what do you think?
How about get a ticket?
Get a ticket. That's just bringing back.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Caleb and I wouldn't qualify, but yeah, get a ticket. Is that
20%
it?
Of us never gotten a ticket. No. Thank you, Gloria from Boyd. 715-723-2555. One more chance on a Win It Wednesday to get those tickets for the Newsboys. Good morning, WWIV. What is your name and where are you calling from on this fine Wednesday morning?
This is Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Mark.
Mark, what do you think?
I'm going to be sensitive with this, but I'm guessing never had children.
Okay, sure. 20% of people are not able to have children or having for some reason. That is a tough topic, and again, good to have that guess out there, but it's not what we're looking for, not what we're looking for. Thank you so much, Mark from Chippewa Falls, for calling in. So we've had lots and lots of great guesses, Halvo, but no dice, no winner this morning, which means Try Again Thursday is coming up tomorrow, and we'll keep the question going. So I guess think about it, ponder it, sleep on it. Also,
go ahead. We still have, again, more opportunities, but we'll hold on to these and guard them closely. A pair of tickets to the sold-out Newsboys concert.
But if you've been listening to The Drive with Dawson, hopefully you have. He's been giving you a chance to sing your way in. Again, the same number on the listener line. Hopefully you have that plugged in your phone, 715-396-1670. And the contest is this. Sing a snippet of your favorite Newsboys song that you hear here on WWIB. Maybe it's recent. Maybe it's one from the past. Sing a song. And you will be entered to win. And a lot of people not bold enough to do this. So honestly, your chances are pretty good. Destiny's here. She'll show you just how easy it is to do that. Destiny from Jim Falls. And again, you can leave those voicemails right now for Dawson on the Drive. 715-396-1670. I do believe that drawing is coming up tomorrow afternoon. So sing a snippet of your favorite Newsboy song, just like Destiny.
Destiny Deering from Jim Falls, Wisconsin, singing Newsboys, He Reigns. This girl got children singing glory, glory.